sarcasm. Hmm. Someone asked a question about sarcasm. Well, but sarcasm is, it's a somewhat popular pastime. And as long as we're not resting as awareness, we can be absolutely certain that we're in complete avoidance of relationship. So first of all, we're most importantly in complete avoidance of relationship with awareness. We're not resting as awareness, so we don't know what it is. And when we're not resting as awareness, then we avoid relationship with everything and everyone. We avoid relationship with our own thoughts, emotions, and experiences. And we avoid true relationship with other people. And when we avoid relationship with other people, we always have this inner rigidity and tension. And we always feel a need to keep other people at a safe distance in one way or another. In the same way that we're keeping ourselves at a safe distance from all our disturbing emotions, thoughts, and experiences. And so when we're living with this rigidity that is due to not relaxing as awareness, then we have all these behaviors that just pop up out of nowhere. And it's all part of kind of keeping everybody else at a distance. And so, you know, sarcasm is a major behavior that is an indication of avoidance of relationship. Sarcasm is a way of not being vulnerable to what's appearing. And so, you know, when we can take that cheap shot at somebody else, it makes us feel a little bit more powerful. You know, we're feeling so hopeless and powerless, and but we have our sarcastic retort, and then we go, "Woo, I feel kind of powerful and good. You know, I am somebody, and they're nobody." But you see, when we rest as awareness, then instead of making that sarcastic remark, the sarcastic remark still appears in our mind, but and we leave it unrejected, and we leave it unacted upon. And so, you know, there we are with our sarcastic remark, and appearing from within it is complete love and total relationship and interconnectedness with everything. So you see, that's the whole story on sarcasm. And, and as far as humor overall goes, what we could say about sarcasm in a general way is that it's the lowest form of wit. It's the lowest form of humor. So even though we might think it's kind of funny, it's always an attack. You see, it's always aggressive and sometimes even hateful, you know. So it's anger towards ourselves and anger towards others. And so those are the footnotes on the whole story about awareness and sarcasm. I grew up in a very sarcastic family, and I just learned sarcasm from the time I was very young, but I never felt that good about it, because whenever anyone was sarcastic towards me, I felt like I had a knife going into my heart, and so I could feel that, you know, I was always very sensitive, and so I knew there was something there that was important. I thought the knife in my heart was a lot more important than pursuing the sarcasm. I thought that the feeling of the knife in my heart had a lot more to tell me about sarcasm than trying to seek some kind of identity where other people would think I was funny because I could come up with all this blazing sarcasm.